off and about, as we say in Wales. We're now going to sing a song that is an appropriation, actually, of a poem written by a friend of mine called Owen Shears. And I got to go to this festival with him in the Netherlands to perform this collaboration that we've done between music and poetry. And it's quite a crazy festival in the Netherlands, this Crossing Borders place. Straight after you, are you from the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Oh, have you been to Crossing Borders?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great festival, isn't it? And straight after you do your event, they sort of usher you off really quickly to get paid, and they take you to this really odd room where there's just one guy with a naked bulb is just counting out the money. It feels like a little bit of a dodgy deal. And anyway, we noticed after we'd come out that I'd been paid double what Owen, the poet, had been paid, and he wasn't too happy about this, so he went back to question it, and they said, no, no, that is correct, and I was supposed to have that fee. And he said, well, that's like saying that you think music is a higher art form than poetry. And the guy just looked at us and said, that is correct. And I felt really vindicated. The mark upon your back is finally fading in the way a memory will, of that night I last wouldn't wait for bed, so laid us out on the floor instead, where we worked up that scar. Two tattered flags flying from your spine's mast, a brown burned secret in the small of your back. Two tattered flags flying from your spine's mast, a brown burned secret in the small of your back. Trace them now and feel the disturbance again. The still waters of your skin broken. The vulture engaging as we made our marks, like lovers who carved trees. The equation of our names equaled by a narrow. The buckles under time but never leaves. And so though changed under the bark, the skin, the loving scar remains. And so though changed under the bark, the skin, the loving scar remains, remains, remains within.
Lots to see and do at the do, and that's music around a campfire, and lots and lots of people crowded around. Music in Welsh and English, and very enjoyable it is too. If people aren't sat around the campfire, some are sat inside the main tent just chatting, some are in the bar. Some are still baking and doing all kinds of weird and wonderful creative stuff. I'm thinking about an early night. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but there's so much going on and so much happening tomorrow, including my workshop, if I don't have some kind of sleep between now and then. I may just die of overwhelmed exposure to inspirational people and music. or I could just stay out for a bit and open this bottle of wine I've been carrying around and is getting heavier and heavier. I am sure it will be easy to find somebody to share it with. I'm going to head towards the crackling of a fire, I think. A fire with chairs around. Right next to some trees. Wow. This would be my own personal fire if I sat here. There is nobody around it at all. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a lovely evening. And I'll have a toast to whoever is listening to this. Thanks for paying attention to the snippets that are coming out of the Do Lectures. It's really wonderful to be able to share what's going on in here, and I hope you have a glimpse of the uniqueness that this place is, this festival come conference is such a weird word. It doesn't bear any real resemblance to a conference. Collection of storytellers and story makers sharing an immense amount in a natural environment. Yeah. Cheers.